control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything you'd like at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site there completely free. Again, freetalklive.com. We'll jump right into your phone calls, and then I'll tell you about the epic 420 celebration that I went to today. Oh, my goodness. I'll give you the details. But first, Tom is in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Oh, I just wanted to let you know. I want to call up and brag. Mothers Against Drunk Driving is trying to shut down my websites.
I heard about that.
Yeah, they are taking my, they want to take the domain names because they allege that those domain names were registered in bad faith and that those domains could be confused with their registered trademarks. Mm. I don't know if I can mention any of those websites, like on the air on your program, but...
Well, why wouldn't you be able to?
Well, you know, that's called plugging, I think. But cool. Anyway...
Go ahead, plug one of the sites.
Well, if you go to MADDPA.org, that's Mothers Against Drunk Driving, Pennsylvania. Okay, well, MADDTN.org is Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Okay, so
and
you've got a few different sites where there are state letters after the word NAD or the letters NAD, and they're upset. Like, they're threatening you.
MADDNY.org is
Right, yeah. We get the picture. So
no, he's saying he doesn't have them all.
I don't have them all, but I have a few of them that they allege could be confused with Mothers Against Drunk Driving. And, I mean, as if I'm the one that's being deceptive, they're not all mothers, and they're not against drunk driving. They just hate everybody who's under 21. So
and the top
who's
of
being
it,
deceptive?
And the top of the website at MADDNY.org is, this site is not connected in any way with the hate-mongering bigots at so-called Mothers Against Drunk Driving, like, duh. I mean, you know.
So they filed some kind of complaint. You sent me an email on this. They filed some sort of complaint against you with the Internet, what is it, ICANN, I think is what it is, the organization that essentially handles the domain names from the top level?
And, see, it's simple enough when it goes through abiding arbitration, because that's less expensive than the government's courts.
Mm-hmm.
And the issue there is, then if they win, and then with the domain registrar, it gets served with the notice that they have to go ahead and change, you know, deactivate the domains or transfer them over to the complainants, in which case I simply set up some other websites that, but, you know.
Well, that would be really tragic, though, for them to be able to shut down your websites. I mean, that would be clearly an infringement on your property rights, your right to own those domain names.
Yeah, you were there first.
You're the one who got those, and this is, I don't know what to expect out of this. I've never actually had, I don't think we've ever had anyone call the show in the, you know, eight-plus years we've been doing this that has had a situation where some big behemoth organization, in comparison to you, the little individual, is coming after their domain name. I mean, that's a pretty scary, intimidating situation.
Actually, I had this happen to a friend of mine. He had, like, topflightgolf.com, mm-hmm. and then Top Flight, the golf ball manufacturer, came after him, and basically a lawyer sent letters, and, you know, they tried to bluster for a couple of months, but ended up, my friend just gave it to him.
Hey, Tom, keep us in the loop, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let us know what happens as that develops. I think it's horrible, because clearly Mothers Against Drunk Driving, they've got lawyers on staff. They've got what it takes. They've got the resources that it takes to go after a little person who just has their own website, has been operating their website for a number of years. And because we've had Tom's been calling the show for a long time, so he's been speaking out against Mothers Against Drunk Driving for various different reasons.
And is on this website, yeah.
And they're trying to shut him down. So really, that's quite an indictment against him from their perspective, in that they must really consider him a threat. They must really consider these poorly designed websites as a threat somehow.
How do you know they're poorly designed?
I
took a look.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Did you go?
No.
MADNY.org. I mean,
they're not pretty, but they have a lot of good information on them.
Yeah, it looks like it's out of the 1990s. I mean, no one's going to be confused, I don't think. But then again, I guess we'll find out.
I don't see how they could possibly. That is a canard as far as I'm concerned. There's no way when the top thing on the site says this is not connected in any way with the hate-mongering bigots at so-called Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Like, duh. I mean, he makes it.
Does it actually say like duh?
Yeah, it says like duh. And then he says underneath that, their website is at mad.org. Get this, not all mothers, and they're not all drunk and they're not all against drunk driving. They accuse me of using a trademark deceptively. So, I mean, he makes it clear.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, and I that's pretty darn obvious that that's not Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Let's continue here. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Gary, listening, he listens via XM, but probably not right now. Gary, are you listening to XM right now?
Yeah.
Really?
My name is Greg.
Oh, Greg. I apologize, Greg.
It's okay, brother. What's your name?
This is Ian, and Mark's here, and Wayne, and so we're doing Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Right, okay, and I listened to you guys last night. I'm not getting you guys live. I get you delayed.
Right.
So, but last night you were talking about some, you know, the taxes and the DEA thing, the whole prohibition war. I don't like to use their, quote, drug terminology, because that word is so loaded. So it's really a war on our freedom, our right to make choices and be responsible,
sure,
sovereign beings, brother. Anyways, I like what you guys are doing. I've been thinking lately, wouldn't it be nice if on satellite radio we had some new voice talking about things they don't want us to talk about? Anyways, two comments about last night in the DEA. One is that, to me, it's really a matter of abuse and use, whether it's heroin, cocaine, amphetamines, and all three of those things have really been demonized. But isn't it interesting that they're classified as in the number two category as the dangerous substances or something, because they do have bona fide medicinal uses.
Mm-hmm.
So just like alcohol or anything else. And here's the other one, brother. Somebody called in last night and said, wouldn't it be something if we could actually go into a market or someplace and buy some, I think he said, heroin tablets, which we used to be able to do.
You could buy a whole bottle of laudanum and heroin or whatever whatever else you wanted to, and it wouldn't be a problem.
Exactly.
And by the way, there's an interesting point the guys over at Law Enforcement Against Prohibition have made a number of times at leap.cc.
Exactly.
Yeah, where they've said that the number of people back in the day when you could just go and buy a bottle full of heroin, nobody bat an eye at it, the number of people that were addicts, like really bad off addicts, were approximately the same, like as far as the percentage of the population was approximately the same as it is today, even after all the prohibition and all
but the most effects. Important part about that is that now when you have this population of addicts that really hasn't changed throughout the decades, no matter how much they ramp up the war on drugs, you have these people who have to work so much harder to get their fix, so they have to steal,
exactly,
prostitute themselves, or whatever,
sure,
it is they have to do. They drive up crime. They drive up violent,
exactly,
crime.
And
Gary,
people are drawn to dangerous activities, whether it's just jumping on bungee cords or whatever they do,
true,
or smoking cigarettes. So there's a whole added forbidden element that they put on this whole issue and make it even more complex and confusing, maybe, which adds to their advantage. But brother, look, we got to shed some light on
their advantage is going to change. That's for sure. If anything, if what I saw today is any indication, their advantage is not going to last much longer. And I thank you, by the way, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you this afternoon. I was in Concord, New Hampshire, at the State House, with approximately, I'm not very good at estimating crowds, I'd say at least 200 other people.
Wow.
Maybe upwards of 300, if you go and you take everybody that's kind of in and out throughout the full hour or so that I was there. Just an hour and a half, I guess. It was just an incredible event. Of course, it's 420 today, and for those that are not aware, 420 is kind of, I don't know if it's really code anymore, but it was code in the past. The idea that people who are those who participate in the use of cannabis, also known as marijuana, would use the term 420 is kind of a code that for a while probably was a secret. And now I think the word's out in a pretty big way. And 420 has kind of taken on a life of its own. It is a huge celebration across the country. People are likely doing things that were similar to what we did in Concord today all over the place. And what happened today is a few hundred people gathered in the front steps of the State House in Concord, New Hampshire, and, well, they smoked pot. I'll tell you more about what happened. 800-259-9231. And the police did nothing. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Maybe you were out at one of these events across the country. You're certainly welcome to share your story. Maybe you're there right now, like you're on the West Coast or something. Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark. By the way, some of those features on the site include news updates. You can get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for those. That's news. www.freetalklive.com. You can follow email updates or Twitter, Facebook. So speaking of Facebook, it went out, the news went out, I guess, several weeks back about this 420 celebration. That is what's going to happen. It did happen today in Concord, New Hampshire, at the State House lawn and on the front steps. And I went out, as did a number of other folks from Keene and people from maybe all across New England. I mean, there were people there, a huge crowd of people. Over 300 people had said they were attending on Facebook. So I think it's fair to guesstimate that were at least 250 people present. And it was a very successful event. It happened last year at the same time, the same place, 4:20 in the afternoon, on April 20th at the State House. Last year, the police did nothing more than look from the windows. There were some sheriffs that were in the windows of the State House just kind of looking out.
Wasn't there a cop across the street?
Yeah, there was some
that a different
across,
time?
I think there was like a cop meeting of some sort across the street that they did nothing. They did nothing last time, and it was great. And this time they did nothing as well, which is also excellent because it just goes to show that really success in the liberty world is about numbers. It's about getting people together in the same place who are willing to stand up, take a little bit of risk, because you take a little bit of risk and you spread that risk across everybody. You spread that risk across hundreds and thousands of people, and it's not really risky anymore. And so it was an incredible success today. Hundreds of people turned out on a day, by the way, where the weather wasn't exactly ideal. It was probably about 40 degrees. So it was cold, and there was some rain as we were driving in. Luckily, that let up, so it wasn't raining at the time during the festival, if you will, the celebration. And lots of people, they started out by the main drag there in downtown Concord, and lots of sign waving, lots of signs, lots of different people out there, and everybody's completely friendly, except the one Republican guy that showed up. And, of course, a lot of Republicans were, let me be clear, a lot of the liberty-minded people were Republicans and Democrats there in favor of legalizing. But there's one guy who was like, just out there on Front Street, that he was a Republican, right? Like, he was announcing it to the crowd that he was a Republican, and he didn't appreciate this, and that we're going to ruin the state. And and the weird thing about this guy was that he was complaining on one hand, about how many people were in jail. But yet at the same time, he wants to put people in jail. That's what He was so confused.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
He wants more people who are doing drugs to go to jail, but he's complaining about all the people that are in jail and all the money spent. I mean, from a fiscal conservative perspective, there's a way that you can sell ending the war on drugs. You can,
sure is.
If they're paying attention, and this guy was just...
That's called cognitive dissonance.
Sure, sure. And what you can do is you can explain to them that if they're fiscally conservative, then they shouldn't support the war on drugs because it's a huge waste of tax dollars.
You know, I've heard a lot of people in the last year or two who I would consider socially conservative Republicans who actually have come out to me and said, you know, this war on drugs doesn't make any sense. They should legalize them. I think you're seeing more media pundits like Judge Napolitano and John Stossel and people like that starting to express these views on television. People start thinking about it a little bit and saying, yeah, you know, that makes sense. And so I think the momentum is definitely swinging the other way now.
Oh, absolutely. One of the things that changed this year between last year and this was that this year people actually went inside the State House. That didn't really happen except for folks going to the bathroom, for instance, last year. But this year, you know, it was cold outside, so good excuse to go in. And you literally had 200 people or so walking around the inside of the State House. Can you imagine what those bureaucrats felt like? I mean, that as far as this, you know, this crowd of people that normally is not at the State House,
yeah.
You know, these aren't your usual State House
attendees.
They
didn't have any really business there.
Yeah, just walking around and kind of poking their heads in offices.
Hi, did you blow a shotgun to anybody?
Blow what?
A shotgun.
That's a marijuana term for, what are you, I guess you put a joint in your mouth in reverse and blow through it?
Yeah, you blow it at people in their face.
Yeah. So. Anyway, no, that did not happen. Nobody smoked inside the State House.
That would be disrespectful.
Just to point out, not to say they deserve respect, but nobody did light up inside the State House. And folks walked around in there, then they came kind of back around to the front lobby area where the Peaceful Assembly Choir decided to pass out some lyrics for their songs that were written by one of the activists that had moved up here. And I think 5 songs were sung. People all throughout this crowd. And by the way, we're talking majority people I don't recognize. Plenty of Free Staters there, for sure. But the majority, the supermajority of the crowd, folks from all across New Hampshire, I'd never seen them before in my life, most of them. And all kinds of folks had these, young and old, had these song sheets. and they were singing along. It was essentially Christmas carol parodies, kind of written to lyrics of a Liberty mindset. So there was one about Weta Claus.
Okay.
We talked about the...
Here comes Weta Claus.
Right. Exactly. actually, hands off Weta Claus.
Okay.
And so... So we talked about Weta Claus last week. He was on trial for allegedly growing some marijuana. The jury in that case, lots of liberty activists came out and showed up in support of him. And the jury in that case did not convict him of that charge. They were hung on that charge. They convicted him of a lower possession charge. But Weta Claus was there today, and so it was cool because he's standing up there and everybody's singing this, you know, hands off Weta Claus to the tune of Jingle Bells. And it was just incredible. I've never experienced anything like that before. So I'm so glad to be here. I'd just like to say that New Hampshire is awesome. The New Hampshire activists up here just continue to just blow me out of the water with what is becoming possible, what is possible now, and what is coming next. We're just on the cusp of this movement. Let me make sure we're clear on this.
Yeah, that's the thing that that makes me know that it's going to happen. There were what maybe 1,000 movers. The website says 900. There are probably a few that
it's fair to estimate that. I think
that are probably above that, but I don't know. And these
1,000 participants, because they're not all movers. There were a few hundred of them were here already.
It's true.
Before the beginning of the Free State.
And this is, and we've seen huge steps forward in the. The area of legislation, and I guess you guys are having some civil disobedience, steps. I mean, clearly, if you had hundreds of people on the State House lawn today, you know, nobody could really argue with that, and nobody got arrested. I mean, it's some kind of victory. One can claim.
I think those cops are really glad they didn't have to arrest anybody. Like they probably would have if somebody had lit up in the State House. I think odds are good an arrest would have been made there.
Yeah.
But I think those guys were really relieved that they could just kind of hang back and not have to deal with a crowd of 200 people who want change.
Yeah, and you know. People are moving all the time. Got another couple that I'm meeting for coffee this weekend.
Somebody's coming to visit tomorrow, I think. And
yeah,
people are planning to move this summer. And
it's happening all the time. People are moving. And
so, by the way, we can come back and talk more about what happened. But porkfest.com, you can go there and come on up to New Hampshire. Join us for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's June 20th through the 26th. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live. It's going to be happening at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. You'll be surrounded by hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people with all kinds of things to do. Of course, the usual camping fun stuff like campfires and such, and socializing and gatherings and live performances, music, karaoke, family fun, agorism in action. Go to porkfest.com, porcfest.com to get registered there and use our discount code, which is Free Talk Live. Use the discount code to save yourself 20%. Now, Free Talk Live, by the way, without any spaces, so just run all those words together and use that code to save 20% at porkfest.com, porcfest. More about today's 420 celebration. And if you've got an experience from your 420 today, please share. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring us anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there. Oh, what was that? What is? Oh, it's on looping.
It's only supposed to go once.
Anyway, freetalklive.com. You can go there and get interactive in various different ways with our listeners. There's the bulletin board system there, bbs.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. It's essentially the message board for Free Talk Live listeners.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. I was just talking to the principal, Jason Osborne, today. He runs the show, big proponent of liberty, big proponent of a low-carb diet. I'm going to go over to Meatster.
Meatster.
Yeah, he's calling Easter Meatster over at his house, and the kids are going to, you know, hunt for, well, I guess they're not going to hunt for candy. They're going to hunt for, like, trinkets and eggs
that's fun.
And things. Yeah. So go to SACLs, go to the banner at freetalklive.com. It's SACLs is the top on the right-hand side of the page.
So just an epic day at the New Hampshire State House today, and it's not there was no politics that was going on there. It was around 3:30 in the afternoon when things kind of got started up. I would say there were at least probably 150 people there right out the gate at 3:30. It kind of grew maybe to about 250 people peak at around 4:20 in the afternoon when the festivities officially started, although there was, I think, some smoking prior to 4:20 as well. And, of course, thank goodness I brought the megaphone out, too, because it was,
thank goodness.
It was the only one on site. And Rich Paul, he's kind of the guy who really got the ball rolling on the 4:20 celebrations up here, because back in 2009, they were happening every single day in Keene in the fall in Keene, New Hampshire, which is where we do this show. And it was Rich that kind of got that thing going. And he always does love a
blowhorn.
Well, and he has a catchphrase that he yells when it's 4:20. So, you know, smoke Mickey got him, and there's some, what does he say? Like, we smoke these in remembrance of lost liberties and hopes of a day when the government will essentially fear the people. So
here's a little for our homies.
Yeah, you know, smoke them if you got them. And so he doesn't say homies. No, Mark, you haven't been out to enough of
you're
these,
right,
clearly.
I don't go out to this stuff. I've gone and taken a look from a sort of press standpoint, but this is not my thing.
But it was great, and everybody had a good time. In fact, there was a lot of chalking that went on today. Some folks brought out the chalk, and people were chalking all kinds of interesting messages everywhere, mostly on the ground. But then later, the chalking ended up extending to the front columns of the State House.
Oh,
and it really was excellent. Yeah, all kinds of chalk messages. You know, pot leaf was up there as well. And, of course, there are plenty of photos that were taken, lots of videos. So I'm sure some of these photos and video will show up over at freekeen.com at some point. So stay tuned over there to get, I guess, a glimpse of what happened if you weren't able to make it up for this. But just incredible to see just the people come together, and everybody was peaceful, you know, even as they were walking through the State
House. They were putting chalk all over public property.
Well, it's their property. They paid for it. They should be able to chalk it, don't you think?
I have no comment.
You don't have an opinion?
You're a talk show host.
You're supposed to have a damn opinion.
I think that the chalking thing creates a certain amount of animosity towards the Liberty Movement or the people who are doing the chalking at the very
least. The guy that has to wash it off probably won't appreciate that. Yeah. But, you know, hey, it gives him something to do. He's probably normally just sitting around.
I'm sure he loves
donuts.
The rain might take care of it, too.
Well, that's
not on the columns.
But they don't. Yeah, sure it would. Sure it would. It will rain on the columns just like it will
on
anywhere
the front.
Else.
Front of the columns.
Right, yeah. It was pretty much on the front of the columns from what I could see. That way people could see it from the outside of the building. And so just incredible, just great folks out there today. Also, there was one instance with the chalking. Before it went up even on the side of the building, they were kind of chalking the entry walkway that was, as you walk up, kind of this garden area toward the State House. And I guess at some point, some security guard, now there were sheriffs on site, and there's also white-shirted security guards as well. And so the security guard comes up. And I wasn't there when he approached, but he apparently comes up and tells everybody they can't be doing this and that he's calling the sheriff.
No chalking, go away.
And so, of course, everybody, I think Heike was there. She just continued chalking. It was no problem. And so people just kept chalking, and he was kind of standing there. And that's when I came over and I started asking him questions. It was so great because just a little bit of confidence can go a long way when it comes to these bureaucrats. They're used to being able to just throw around orders at you and having you follow whatever it is that they tell you to do. And when that stops, when that breaks down, they don't know how to handle it. And so I approached this guy, and the first thing I said to him was something to the effect of, and this is all in video, something to the effect of, did you call the police? And he, you know, he didn't seem to know what to say to that, and I kept asking him, you know, why would you do something like that? You know, just kind of implying that, what are you talking about, calling the police? These people are chalking. I didn't say that. I just kept asking, were you the one that called the police? And he was like, yes, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so he just kind of backed away. He slinked off as I was asking him these series of questions, like, why would you do something like that? And he's like, well, the police are on their way. And he kind of just slinked away at that point. And, of course, they didn't show up. The police. Well, this is an interesting moment. Because usually when the police get a phone call, if they come to harass somebody, like doing a 420 celebration, they'll make the excuse of, well, somebody called in a complaint. And we have to respond when someone calls in a complaint.
That's interesting, yeah.
So here in this case, you have a government bureaucrat. Normally, they're going to come when a bureaucrat calls in a complaint. But in this case, not one cop came over to that area where that chalking was going on. That dude slinked away. It was the last, you know, he kind of went back to wherever his buddies were in the State House. And that was the only issue that they had with the chalking that day. It just got the guy back down completely. The sheriff never showed up.
This is what they do say, is they say that a complaint has been made, and so they have to respond to the complaint.
Clearly they don't.
But, when there's hundreds and hundreds of people out there, what are they going to do, really? What are they going to do?
So one of the few parts that I thought unfortunately broke down was when everybody went upstairs in the State House at this point. It was Weta Claus that kind of suggested, I think, that folks...
hunting, shooting, camping, apparel, auto ATV, tactical gear, survival equipment. OutdoorBunker.com is your one-stop discount shop for all your outdoor survival needs. From scopes, holsters, and knives to backpacks, flashlights, sleeping bags, and more, OutdoorBunker.com features a massive selection at incredible prices. Orders over $100 get free shipping. FTL listeners, get the UTG Deluxe Universal Horizontal Shoulder Holster for only $9.95. I've got mine. Get yours at OutdoorBunker.com/FTL now.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. The number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Technical difficulties interrupted our last segment, but I'm pretty sure I got most of what was important out over the radio waves. Our internet listeners were not disconnected, I don't think, at any point. But essentially just kind of wrapped up the discussion of what happened at the State House in Concord today. Just an incredibly successful thing. We pointed out that there were songs sung by a crowd of over 100 people in the lobby of the State House.
There were more than 200 on the state lawn.
Yeah, well, absolutely. It was just an incredible turnout. Lots of great chalking went on as well. And I'm sure they'll be out there bright and early tomorrow morning washing that chalk off. So I don't know how much news media was present. I wasn't really clear. There certainly seemed to be one guy with a really nice camera. He kind of had a news photographer appearance to him. And I heard that there was another news lady of some sort, maybe from a newspaper out there. So we'll see what the actual mainstream media pickup is on this particular event. But just overall, incredibly successful. Was going to invite you as well. Perhaps you are somebody who went out to one of these 420 celebrations, and in fact on the West Coast, because we start the show at 7 o'clock Eastern time, so on the West Coast, about 30 minutes ago it was 420 then, so maybe you are still out and about or just returning home. Certainly welcome to give us your experiences with what went on today, because even though these sorts of celebrations are going on across the country, that doesn't mean that the cops haven't messed with some of them. In some places, they don't have, I guess, it's not as easy as it is here in New Hampshire, or as it can be here in New Hampshire. In some places, you do have the police who are willing to crack down, even on a crowd of people that are just enjoying themselves peacefully. And I think that's unfortunate. It needs to stop. And one of the things that can help that stop is folks no longer taking the plea deal. This is something that I had addressed the crowd today. I mentioned the megaphone was out there, and a number of folks kind of passed it around and had a few things to say. And at one point I did talk about don't take the plea deal flyer, which I had brought to this particular event. There was also Porcupine Freedom Festival flyers that were being handed out all over the place. And the don't take the plea deal flyer was incredibly well received. You know, normally on what we do with the don't take the plea deal flyer is we do it every single morning, Monday through Wednesday, here in Keene, New Hampshire, at the district court. So we're handing them to the people who have been aggressed against. They're people that, in most cases, are there for nonsense like carrying a plant or something else like that. And so we're getting those into their hands. And, you know, we're mostly successful when it's district court time, but the pressure's on for folks then. You know, it's tough going to court. It's nerve-wracking in many cases, unless you're old hat at it like some of the activists around here. But for most people, they'd rather be anywhere else, and so would I, frankly, but we've got to be there because they're aggressing against people, and they need to be informed and enlightened to the idea of not taking a plea deal. But in this particular case, you've got a crowd full of people that has nothing better to do than stand around. They're there to stand around, hold signs, and enjoy themselves and smoke a little pot. And so they were very, very receptive. I mean, I didn't have a problem at all handing these don't take the plea deal trifolds out. And if you haven't seen them, you can go to tools.freekeen.com. You can actually download a PDF of it, and you can send that to your favorite printer. You can actually add your own sticker or stamp or graphic to the back of it if you would like. Because it's just a national thing. This is not just a Keene, New Hampshire or a New Hampshire thing. There is one for New Hampshire, but there's also one that's been designed for national use.
Yeah, the plea deal on a national basis is really a miscarriage of justice.
Yeah.
If in fact, the only people that a plea deal helps, if somebody is in fact guilty, then don't you want them to get the sentence that they're supposed to get? If somebody is innocent, well, then the plea deal makes it so that, you know, you give them this low road to take a plea for a crime that they didn't commit, mm-hmm. because they're
just
scared of the system, they're poor, or whatever. Yeah. The only people that this helps is prosecutors, whom we pay to prosecute cases, and guilty people.
And the prosecutors love to pad their career with all these convictions and the war on drugs, the war against crime, and then they run for office a few years later touting all these statistics of all these innocent people they put away. And, you know, I've got a friend right now that's in this situation. I actually gave him one of your flyers, Ian, because mm-hmm. he was pretty much set up and by somebody who kept pestering him to sell him painkillers.
Oh, jeez.
And he kept saying no, 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 and the guy kept coming back.
And it was a cop.
No, it wasn't a cop. It was somebody he knew. But this informant actually must have been compromised by the cops because he was in trouble. He mm-hmm. says, you need to go after this guy because we want to get him. So they wired him, and they finally got him to say yes.
Oh, no.
But actually, as it turns out, the recording was so muffled that it's inadmissible.
And if he'd taken a plea deal on something like that, then he would have ended up having to pay some fine when they may not have been able to even convict him. When you don't take the plea deal, it forces them to show their hand. They have to you go to trial. They'll have to make a case. If you take the plea deal, they don't have to make a case. So I explain these things to the crowd as brief as possible and encourage them if they hadn't gotten a flyer yet for me, because I pretty much hit up the whole crowd. But obviously, people are coming in that I may not notice at a certain point. And, wow, just, you know, all kinds of great information got into people's hands. It was neat when I was passing them out, too, because some people would say something like, I didn't! And it was really great, because already some people get it. Like, they're not just going to bend over for the state. And people were talking about it, you know, not taking the plea deal. And, you know, they can crack down as much as they want on the liberty lovers up here, but one thing they can't do, they can put a bunch of us in a cage.
They cannot make government efficient.
And they
it's
can't
not possible.
Kill the idea. This is one of the points that is made in V for Vendetta, and it is sure, yeah, he uses violence, and I don't support that, but this is a peaceful evolution, and they can't kill the ideas. And the ideas are so good. The ideas of liberty are so catchy. It makes sense. They're moral. They're right. They're the right thing to do. And so you put these ideas out into people's heads. And it's in whatever method you can, whether it be through some sort of a flyer or getting them turned on to Free Talk Live or LRN.FM or some other great liberty-oriented television programming, like we've got the Adam Kokesh show now on RT. You've got John Stossel and Andrew Napolitano on Business or Fox Business. And the more the better, man. Getting these ideas into people's heads, that's what's going to change things. And you can tell that it's already happening. Here in New Hampshire, around the rest of the country, there are going to be things that have happened today, and there are going to be successes that have happened today as far as in the marijuana field. People, have gone out to various different celebrations today. We haven't heard from anybody yet, but that doesn't mean they aren't going on or still actually going on. By the time we left, when we left at 5:30 to get back to Keene, it's an hour-plus drive back, there were still over 150 people that were there.
You know, Ian, what I really admire about you two guys is that you don't look at other liberty-loving people starting shows as competition. You look at them as complementing what you're doing, which I think is terrific.
Well, yeah, you're right about that. And the reason why, yeah, it is competition to some extent. Obviously, you only have so many hours in a week that you can dedicate to listening to something like liberty-oriented. And clearly, there's a lot of hours to Free Talk Live. I mean, we do this show 18 hours a week, and then there's our Sunday show, the co-host
21.
For another 3 hours there. And, you know, you add to that all these other shows out there. The idea that I had, Wayne, and I created LRN.FM as a way to showcase some of these other liberty-oriented audio programs. And the reason was because I understand a Free Talk Live isn't right for everybody. Somebody's going to want something more cerebral. Somebody's going to want more of a thinker kind of show, like, you know, Stefan Molyneux and Free Domain Radio, more of a philosophy-based program. Somebody's going to want something less cerebral, like Wheels Off Liberty. A couple of chucklehead rednecks hosting a show about liberty out of Oklahoma. I mean, the guy was chasing a tornado the other day and ended up in the hospital. I don't know what he was doing. I don't know how drunk he was or what, but... You know, so
any of those things is possible.
Yeah, there's different messengers, and
exactly. People
tend to gravitate to one messenger or another. Sometimes you'll outgrow one messenger and move on to
totally. Another
one, too.
Well, and we've had people who just, you know, Free Talk Live burned out on them. They left us, and they went somewhere else, and then a couple years, they came back.
They always come back.
They always come back, yeah.
I don't know if they always do, but
some keep coming back.
So, yeah, you know, the idea is to have as many different venues out there for this idea, these concepts, the idea that if you want to be free, you have to allow other people to be free as well. That Republican, that angry Republican today, again, there were plenty of pot-friendly Republicans there, but the angry Republican there today, good luck, buddy. You're the only guy that said anything today. Of all the people that were around at the State House that I encountered that I was aware of, he was the only vocal person who was like speaking out against what was going on. I mean, you're a dinosaur, dude. Get with the times and stop advocating aggression.
Well,
against,
he said he wasn't even coherent.
Against peaceful people. Well, he thought he was being coherent. He was towing the Republican Party line and, you know, they're anti-drug and it needs to stop. Drugs need to stop and all drugs are bad. And
I'm not sure the Republican Party line is all drugs need to stop. Not here in New Hampshire, it's not. I can tell you that.
Not here in New
Hampshire. The state platform has been voted on and I'll bet you anything it's not on there.
Well, some Republicans think that the legalization of pot is kind of a liberal Democrat issue, so they snap right into the polarization of the right-left paradigm in lockstep. And obviously explain the illogic of his position on spending, and yet he's for the drug war. That doesn't really make any sense. And maybe pointing that out to him, which I think you all did, might get the wheels turning. And people don't just flip a switch and change their minds. It happens over time.
Yeah.
So, more coming up here. Hour number two is on the way. Mark, you're going to tell us about some international news out of Afghanistan. Protesters have been fired upon by the police out there, and thankfully, that didn't happen today in Concord. 800-259-9231. It was an incredibly peaceful rally. Pot was smoked. Good times were had. Guitars were played. Songs were sung. And the state backed down. I love it when that happens. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold before your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.